All right, welcome to the stock market update. It is Friday, May 6th, and there's a lot to talk about because yesterday the Dow plummets more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ is down more than 5%. Big companies like Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple are all down more than 5%. The 10-year yield soars above 3%. The fear gauge, the VIX, spikes 22%. And today we had the all-important jobs report. So how are the markets reacting to this? So we'll talk about all of this and much more. Plus, we'll show you the trades that we took yesterday. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. That is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. All right, Mark, wow, yesterday, what a day. The last 2 days have been kind of crazy, right? I mean, let's take a look at this.
Yeah, gosh, what a day. Like you said, what a 2 days. Just absolutely nuts. We had the reaction to the Fed, with the Fed taking the 3/4 rate hike off the table the day before, and things just rocketed higher. But yesterday, a complete reversal. And you have the S&P up, S&P losing 3.5%. Just a wild day. And you see, it was just kind of all day long, just selling.
Yeah, you see the 5-minute chart of the last 2 days, and you see that here, up, up and away. And then yesterday, down, 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 down. I mean, there was a little bit of buying coming in the last 15 minutes, pretty much for all indices. Here's the NASDAQ. I mean, NASDAQ yesterday down 5%. I mean, really got hammered here. So why? Why was it down yesterday? What's happening?
You tell me, Marcus.
No, I mean, there's really, yesterday there was no reason. So Fed Chair Powell said on Wednesday, okay, a 0.75% rate hike is off the table. And this is what market participants liked. So looking here at the probabilities, it's pretty much what everybody expected, that the Fed will raise interest rates for 0.5 percentage point over the next 2 meetings. So, I mean, they just raised it 0.5 percentage point. And that is kind of expected. Now, what we did have, if you look here at for the next meeting, for example, zoom out here a little bit, go to compare. We see that there was a probability, even though small, that maybe they would hike rates by 0.75%. But I mean, that's off the table right now. So yesterday, I think it was just back to inflation fears, right? Because sure, if you think about it, Mark, we talked about it. We have these five factors that are right now weighing on the markets, right? So we have the war in Ukraine. There's no progress being made there. So, I mean, we are now, what, in the fourth month already? So that's still going on. We have COVID in China. So there's also still lockdown there. We have earnings reports that are a mixed bag. We'll take a look at some of them in just a moment. And then we also have the inflation fears and how aggressive will the Fed raise the interest rates. Now we know what the Fed will do, but all the other factors are there. Now, initially, this were, yes, we had this relief rally, but then basically yesterday, everybody was focusing on the sky is falling. So we shall see. I mean, looking at a daily chart, so NASDAQ trading at lows that we haven't seen since November again. S&P trading close to lows of the year here. So we'll see what continues to happen.
Yeah, you had the productivity news yesterday, but the 10-year yield was spiking too, and it's up again today. So it was kind of like you had that breath of fresh air after the Fed. Okay, they won't raise 0.75%. But then maybe that's not so much of a good thing. Interest rates are still reacting. Yields are you know, making highs for the year. And traders definitely went on a selling spree. So biggest down day since 2020 for the indices.
It's crazy. And the VIX spiked yesterday above 30 again. I mean, it has been at 25. And yesterday we spiked above 30, this morning at 33, because there's more uncertainty that we had in the market. And this is what we're talking about. When there's uncertainty, this is when we see the VIX spiking. And when the VIX is spiking, shares are going down. Because why? I mean, people are taking money out of the market, right? To see, okay, wait and see what's happening. And today, we had the big one. We had the jobs report. And this is what we were talking about, the Fed. The Fed has the dual mandate of making sure that employment is as high as possible, but also that inflation is under control. So we already know that inflation is out of control. And now the question is, with their fiscal policy here, does it hurt the job market? And this was the big question going into today. And I think this is why there was also a sell-off yesterday of saying, okay, let's see of how bad this is impacting the economy.
Yeah, and that's the problem with the tools that the Fed has to bring down inflation. It will have an impact on the economy, and it's, you know, their goal is to make sure that it's not slowing so much. And they believe that the job market is strong, and we did have a strong jobs report here.
All right, let's take a look at this. So let's go to the jobs report and see what is happening here at the economic calendar. It just has been released, what, half an hour ago? And here we are. So the jobs report consists actually of three reports. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so you have average hourly earnings, you have non-farm employment change, and the unemployment rate. And the non-farm employment change is typically, I would say, the number that trade or investors and analysts really like gravitate towards to begin with, right? Are we adding more jobs to the economy? And that was a positive. That was a nice beat. So that was solid.
Yeah. Also good news here from the average hourly earnings, because this is what Powell said on Wednesday, that he said this overheating. I mean, wages are rising and this will increase, of course, inflation. So kind of good to see that the average hourly earnings went down to by 0.3%. So a smaller increase than expected, smaller increase than in March. Well, this means right now that the average hourly earnings, the increase does not keep up with inflation. But actually, that's what Powell wants to see, that it is going down here.
Yeah, this is where it gets so messy, right? Because you would think, oh, if average hourly earnings are going up, you know, if someone has more money, that's great. But then more money, it messes up the whole inflation problem. And so it's really, it starts to mess with your mind a little bit. Unemployment rate ticked up a tick. That was no big deal. But this is where, with this report, It's a good report. It's a solid report. Not taking inflation into consideration, it's a good one, but it doesn't really tell the Fed that they can relax, and it doesn't really say that they have to be more aggressive. And I almost think the traders were hoping it would be one or the other, right? Where maybe it's a bad jobs report, and then they would say, okay, the Fed might relax a little bit, and that could have boosted the markets, which hasn't. It was a muted reaction, but now futures are down.
Yeah, let's take a look at this. So how did markets react to this? Let's take a look at the E-mini NASDAQ futures in overnight trading. And we're looking at a 5-minute chart here. And this is where we see after yesterday, we had this massive plunge that overnight kind of quiet, but quietly moving lower here. And then this morning during jobs report, the initial reaction was, yay, that's good news that the wages are not increasing. So because it could be a sign that maybe inflation is peaking, and this is what everybody is hoping for right now. But then I said, wait a minute. Well, if people are not making any more money, and if inflation is way higher than the wage increase, probably they won't spend as much. And this is, of course, hurting companies.
It is. It is.
So let's take a look yesterday, for example, at Amazon. I mean, Amazon, ever since earnings, couldn't catch a break. Yesterday, down 7.5%. And yesterday, pretty much all online retailers had a rough day. If you look at Shopify, for example, they reported earnings. It was much worse than expected. So they were down 14.9%, almost 15%. Etsy also reported earnings, and they were down yesterday 16%. So, I mean, it was kind of all across the board. So the question is, where's the money going? Because, I mean, okay, so we definitely see it's being pulled out of the market. So people are going out of stocks, but it's also pulling, being pulled out of cryptocurrencies. And here is the most interesting thing. What about gold, our safe haven? So, I mean, shouldn't gold be soaring here right now? But let's take a look at this. Look at this, gold also pulling back. So super interesting. Nervousness all around. Money is being pulled out of the market. And where does it go, Mark?
Cash.
Cash. Waiting this for is where you can take a look at the dollar index, right? I mean, the DXY, the dollar index, still moving higher, higher, higher. So yes, right now, it seems that traders and investors have a wait and see mentality and say, okay, let's wait if this is really the bottom before we jump back in.
Yeah, I agree there. And so there is some money on the sidelines waiting for an opportunity. It has to go somewhere, right? And it could be that it's just waiting for the next opportunity. Is this the bottom?
But that's not us. We're not waiting. We saw opportunities yesterday. I mean, let's talk about it. So, I mean, we are right now, we got assigned in Blackstone at 110, sold the 110 calls. Yesterday, Blackstone was pulling back. So that's great. These calls will probably expire worthless today. And then we can sell calls again. Loving this. So for Macy's, we sold puts at the level of 22.50. Yesterday trading at 23.82. So these also might expire worthless and we keep the whole premium. Yay, this is great. Let's talk about NVIDIA before we go to MT. NVIDIA, we sold the 195 calls. Yesterday trading at 188. Great, they might expire and we can sell them again. TPR, so right now I've not sold calls against this. So trading at 31. I want to see until we go up to around, 34, 35. Then I'm getting interested in selling calls. But then we also saw another opportunity yesterday with MT. Let's just get rid of the volume here. But that was a great opportunity that we took yesterday, right?
Yeah, I like that one. We sold the 26 put expiring next Friday. Got hit a little bit yesterday, but we see nice support there and we're at a great price.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But we have quite a few options expiring today. And I mean, doing really, really great. I mean, all of them seem to expire worthless, so we keep the whole premium. Loving this.
So the big question, Marcus, do you think we're going to end the week negative in the S&P?
You know what? This is a great question. So let's go back there because surprisingly, I mean, if you look at the weekly chart, we're still slightly up for the week in the S&P. We're slightly up in the NASDAQ. And we're also slightly up in the Dow. But honestly, I think that today there will be more nervousness, more money being taken out of the market. I believe that we will end the week negative. I believe today will be another down day.
And a 5-week losing streak is actually a pretty long one. That you know, we don't get too many of those. So could it be that we end the week negative and then we get a buying week next week?
That's, yeah. Because this is, as you said, these losing streaks are rather rare. Anyhow, we'll also see if we can roll some of the calls today. So we'll take a look at this. And if you would like to know what that means, I've prepared a video for you about rolling calls and what that means rolling into next week. Take a look at this and then we will be back next week. Have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.